The bearded scientist, without introducing himself, introduced the other escort, Dr. Zard, a distinguished trim fellow with gray hair and aquiline features. Zard greeted the younger man, calling him Traveler, as though it were his name. Traveler accepted the new address as an improvement over his prison number. From a bus with no windows, on the deep side of a desert with no landmarks, the younger man had emerged alone under silent guard to meet the two men who wore white lab coats and walk with them to a cinder block building, the smallest edifice in an obviously new and odd complex, a construction site that inspired him to ask his question about its owner. The small building held a single room with a few chairs facing a wall screen. The door closed, the screen lit. An above-ground nuclear detonation played out on the video in clean, high resolution, without sound. It stopped abruptly. The room lights went back on, and the bearded fellow said, "Dr. Zard is the smartest man in the world." That test was one of his toys. Zard pointed to the screen apologetically and said, "Of course, the shockwave hit just after, so the picture ends there. There are always consequences." He looked to the bearded scientist and laughed heartily. Until now. A luxury car pulled up smartly and whisked the group to an airplane hangar. It parked inside by an architect's table-mounted model of the surrounding countryside. The model's principal feature was a three-story ziggurat. The first floor, resembling the Pentagon, was an arrangement of toy railroad cars. The second story was a shipping container capped with a brushed metal pyramid. "We are building your ship," Dr. Zard said as he swept his arm over the train set collection. "The bridge is on the second floor. The rest is cargo space." The young man studied the ship and looked over the model acres of cranes, trucks, buildings, railroad lines, and stacked supplies. Dr. Zard continued, "In the center, bottom floor, is a nuclear reactor.